Samer Muscati is a researcher for Human Rights Watch's Middle East Division, focusing specifically on Iraq. A few months ago, he toured the nation on a fact-finding mission. We spoke with him today about human rights conditions in Iraq.
I think the situation is quite grim. The security situation has improved, and on some fronts there definitely is some improvements, but overall the situation for human rights is quite problematic in Iraq. We were there looking at a number of issues. When we were in Baghdad in April, we uncovered detention sites where they had tortured detainees. It was quite horrific, actually, the number of detainees that were subjected to abuse, and they were previously held at a secret facility in Muthanna. And that's just one example of some of the things that we've been researching in terms of women's issues, minority issues, disability issues, internally displaced persons, freedom of expression. These are all issues that are of grave concern to us.
What can be done about it?
I think a lot of resources and effort, and I think in terms of what the Americans can do, they really need to sort of make sure that Iraq goes forward and they don't sort of turn away and say the job is complete. In terms of police training, for instance, in terms of providing resources to NGOs that support women and domestic violence and trafficking, in terms of pushing the government to protect minority rights. These are all issues that the Americans have to stay engaged with.
Vice President Biden noted in his speech that we're moving toward a civilian-led effort in Iraq. Does that worry you?
No, I think as long as the resources are there, the solutions in Iraq won't be solved militarily. You do need to have a civilian-led effort. So it's just a sense that Iraq doesn't get forgotten and doesn't fall off the map as the American government focuses more on Afghanistan, Yemen, and other hotspots. We still need to make sure that Iraq becomes a success story and that the Americans remain engaged. No, I don't think it's a problem to have a civilian-led effort as long as the resources and it's a priority.
You met the people there while you were traveling about. What was their sense about everything? Do they have any optimism?
It's difficult to say. We still don't have a government, even though we had elections in April. And I think when we were there, people were fed up. It's now been a few months, and there's no clear leadership in the country. So I think people are hopeful in the sense that sectarian violence has lessened since what we saw in 2006 and 2007. But at the same time, the prospect for more violence is still there. And I think we're still seeing terrorism attacks. We're still seeing no electricity or basic government services. So I think in some ways they're hopeful, and in a lot of ways they're realistic. It's been 7 years now since the U.S.-led invasion, and the country still is struggling.
Samer Muscati, an expert on Iraq with Human Rights Watch.